בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד ב' קיץ תשס"ט 2009 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון א'. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשליחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצדי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, this is Janet Spencer with our program, Parents and Children. Today we're talking to Dr. Frank Miller, who is an expert in childhood education. He's going to talk to us about after-school activities. Dr. Miller, can you tell us what you think about after-school activities?
Yes, of course. I think it is important for children to participate in after-school activities like sports, art, music, or computers. Children should have an interest in something outside of school.
Some children are busy almost every afternoon. Do you think it's a good idea for children to be so busy?
No, I don't. In fact, I'm worried about children who are too busy with after-school activities. Children should not have more than 2 after-school activities a week.
But some parents say that it's better for their children to be busy and not watch television all afternoon. What do you say to these parents?
I tell these parents that their children can watch television or play computer games if they don't do it all the time. I also tell them that their children need time to play and relax. They need to spend time with their friends and family. And of course, they need to spend time doing their homework and school projects. They cannot do all of that if they have after-school activities every day.
Isn't it true that children enjoy their after-school activities?
Not always. I'm worried because some children participate in after-school activities only because their parents want them to. Children should be able to choose the activities they like.
And what should the parents do?
It's important for parents to let their child choose activities that he or she wants to do. However, parents should help their children and look carefully at the activities that their children choose. For example, they should find out how many children participate in the activity and what their ages are. They should also find out who the teachers are and check where the activity takes place. They should also compare the prices of different activities. Many community centers offer activities at low prices. And don't forget, schools often have great afternoon activities for free.
Thank you for the interesting talk, Dr. Miller. That is all for today. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שני.
Hello listeners, this is Janet Spencer with our program, Parents and Children. Today we're talking to Dr. Frank Miller, who is an expert in childhood education. He's going to talk to us about after-school activities. Dr. Miller, can you tell us what you think about after-school activities?
Yes, of course. I think it is important for children to participate in after-school activities like sports, art, music, or computers. Children should have an interest in something outside of school.
Some children are busy almost every afternoon. Do you think it's a good idea for children to be so busy?
No, I don't. In fact, I'm worried about children who are too busy with after-school activities. Children should not have more than 2 after-school activities a week.
But some parents say that it's better for their children to be busy and not watch television all afternoon. What do you say to these parents?
I tell these parents that their children can watch television or play computer games if they don't do it all the time. I also tell them that their children need time to play and relax. They need to spend time with their friends and family. And of course, they need to spend time doing their homework and school projects. They cannot do all of that if they have after-school activities every day.
Isn't it true that children enjoy their after-school activities?
Not always. I'm worried because some children participate in after-school activities only because their parents want them to. Children should be able to choose the activities they like.
And what should the parents do?
It's important for parents to let their child choose activities that he or she wants to do. However, parents should help their children and look carefully at the activities that their children choose. For example, they should find out how many children participate in the activity and what their ages are. They should also find out who the teachers are and check where the activity takes place. They should also compare the prices of different activities. Many community centers offer activities at low prices. And don't forget, schools often have great afternoon activities for free.
Thank you for the interesting talk, Dr. Miller. That is all for today. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.